While they're finishing, we'll not waste any time lest more of you leave. I've enjoyed very much being here tonight and being a part of this meeting.
Amen.
I'm grateful for several things. One is that I'm saved.
Amen.
And the other one is that I'm not going where Brother Joe's going and be lost. I think he'd aggravate a fellow plumb to death.
Amen.
Leave me alone.
That's right.
But I appreciate the message that he brought.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. Brother Joe, as you head everywhere you're fixing to go, everywhere you're fixing to go. And I think as our other brother brought the message and testimony, I saw and could feel the compassion that he has for people.
Right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
He didn't have to jump over the building and tell you. His spirit portrayed that, and I thank God for that. And I tell you tonight, you couldn't have had a better time if you'd have went to a circus.
Amen.
You couldn't have, and we're not over yet.
Amen.
I don't know whether the best is to come or the worst. Divided up ever had come. But we're very grateful for Brother Kincaid and the church here and those that we have known as members for a long time. And the part that you've had in our work as well as the others that you have in your mission endeavors. We thank God. I don't know. I think there must be some thieves here because you couldn't have given that much money. And whenever the police find out about it, there's not going to be this many left here anyway. So y'all make merry and have a good time. Until the word gets out what you have done. And maybe others will see the vision, the spirit that you've had, and do likewise. You know, we're all a challenge to somebody.
That's right.
And there's not a man among us that somebody won't follow, good or bad. And that's a dangerous thing about having followers in this life, and that is that you lead them right and proper. And as the brother said, there's no place for scouts today. We need warriors. I mean those that come home with the scalps in their hand and the souls in heaven. And that's why we have a ranch different from the other ministries maybe that you have represented here and your church support. But the Lord, when he made us, he didn't make two of us alike.
That's right. Amen.
I can honestly say I've never seen anybody I'd rather look like than I had myself. I think I'm one of the finest, distinguished-looking men God ever made. And I'm glad that he gave me a place to fit into his creation.
Amen.
To be not you, but me.
Amen.
One of you is enough. But I've enjoyed being here tonight.
Amen.
And I think I can say, Brother Joe, with not being overly lavishly with you, I haven't been here in a long time. I've heard anybody preach like you have.
Amen.
I appreciate that.
Amen.
I believe it's real, and it's not, may God kill you. And I thought as I was sitting there, now if he's a living like he's a preaching, boy, that's good.
Amen.
And the other brother said the same thing, and that's what we need to do.
Amen.
Any of us can preach, even Brother Kincaid does.
Amen.
But we need to be faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and the perfect will of God, far as we know, and walk in, and then expect him for the blessings. And I'm glad that 15 years ago, while doing something,
amen.
This next coming Friday, the Lord willing, we'll be up in Arlington Baptist Seminary, and do they have a treat in store for them? One of them is only be there for a while. But I thought young people preparing and those in the ministry and what have you, if they're not doing something where they're at, they're not going to do anything when they get there.
That's right, amen.
And the grass is not greener over the hill. Nor is the work easier, nor the climate better.
Right.
And so we need to be faithful where we're at, working, trusting, praying, and reaching those that are lost. 15 years ago, this past January, the Lord, these fellows gave a brief word, and I will too, about 40 minutes, testimony. Your pastor has a bad habit of saying, do what you feel led of the Lord.
Amen.
And I've noticed him praying several times when some folks were talking. But I grew up about 80 miles east of here, Gonzales, Peru, and Yoakum. And I never dreamed as a young boy that I would do anything in the ministry, I guess. My dad and mother were Christians. I remember going to church when I was a very small boy. And I got saved at an early age, about 8 or 9 years old. I thank God for that.
Amen.
And through the years, I followed in my mother and dad's pathway of leadership. And I was not a great, outstanding Christian. Matter of fact, there's a lot of things I didn't know. But what I had was real.
Amen.
And it has kept me all those years.
Praise the Lord.
And I thank God for my mother and dad. And so I saw the security in a home and in a life of parents. It just gives us something, doesn't it?
Amen.
Even a dad or mother that's not lost has a lot, usually, that a person can profit from if they will but listen because of experience and other things. And so the years kind of went on by there, and we came to San Antonio. Seemed like everybody that's anybody ends up in San Antonio.
Amen.
And Marjorie and I were working here and went off. Prior to that, I knew that God was calling me down at the Wasatch Avenue Baptist Church in 54, I believe, something like that. We were members there. And I'm glad for those that knock on the doors. Marge and I moved into San Antonio. We didn't know anybody. They're coming knock on that door. Somebody from Wasatch. And said they wanted us to come to church.
Amen.
And we did. We were saved, but I would have probably floundered around a long time if somebody hadn't come by. A young couple's married, doesn't have a lick of sense, hardly. And if you're here and you're young, you don't have a lick. Maybe a half, but not a whole. But we got in the church, and God spoke to my heart and to my wife's, and to make a story short, we went to St. Louis, Missouri to a school there, technical school, and I didn't even know where it was at. But Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place which he should afterward receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And like Abraham, I like to compare myself with big people. How about that? Don't drag a deadbeat out and compare yourself to him. Anybody can do that. Pick somebody big.
Amen.
I like to have heroes. I like to have men. When I was a young boy going to, the picture shows. That's back when they were godly. Brother West went to a few himself. I had some heroes. I still kind of like them. I'll tell you, when Tex Ritter rode across the scene with that beautiful big white horse, one thing about Tex, he always put him in jail or knocked him over the cliff.
Amen.
They never got away. That's what I liked about what they had back then. And the most sexiest thing that ever happened, I remember in all of my picture show years, one time a cowboy kissed his horse. And I didn't dare tell Mother or Dad, or they would have let me go back. That's how far out in the country we live.
Amen.
But I had some heroes. Some of them were cowboys and others were other people. But I like to have some in the Bible too.
Amen.
I never got to see them, but I've heard about them. And I've read about them. And I too want to be like they are. Maybe not as big, but I'd sure like to be. I've always wanted to be somebody. How about you?
Amen.
Well, you may have too much dignity and pride to admit it. And if you do, you'll probably never be anybody either. The Bible says a man thinks in his heart, big, he'll be big. That's in the Greek. Okay, some of you haven't been to school. And this is why 15 years ago, I wanted to, after years of working with adults in various types and places in their life of sin, to work with children, young people. I believe an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure. That's an old proverb come from somewhere, but it has a lot of merit in it. I believe in correction rather than prevention, or prevention rather than correction. Who is it that in here is so foolish will go out there and look at a tire that's low on the car, and I might say I moved three cars out of the way parking while I go with that big bus? Watch everybody go out and look for paint all over the car. You live by faith, just get in it and trust it to get you home.
Amen.
It may. But there's not a one of us that would not really like to do something for God. And some of us come to the place in life to where we're willing to do that regardless of what the cost is. And others go through life wanting to do something but afraid of the cost.
That's right.
And we have counted the cost. I have, and it's been all gain to me.
Amen.
I have Amen. More given to me that the Lord has done for me than I have ever taken out.
Praise
or ever lost. And so we at the Christian Crown Ranch 15 years ago, or started 15 years ago, and you've had a part of that a long time. We're very grateful for that. And we just wanted to come by tonight to check what your spiritual temperature was, and if we don't like it, we're going to cut you off from supporting us this year. I'm getting kind of tired of getting letters that long, and they stayed on here. How long has it been since you've won a soul? What do you believe about this? And what do you believe about that? And what do you believe about something else? And these are the three little things here in fine print. I got one letter not long ago, and I sent the question to three preacher friends of mine and called two doctors and a nurse, and none of them knew what it meant. And I wrote a letter back to this fellow. I did not do it in disrespect. I said, ever what this is you're talking about, I don't have it now, as far as I know. And I've never had it, and three of my friends that I respect said they've never had it either. And if you'd care to break it down to where I'd understand it, it may be that I've got it. And I need to get rid of it. But God keeps our record.
Amen, brother.
And knows our heart.
Amen.
And I believe if you look a man straight in the eye and talk to him a little bit, talk to his family, look his kids over, look his car over, hang around him about a week, you don't have to ask anybody anything.
That's right.
And it's those that do not have maybe a lack of wisdom. I know why the state personnel in our state has so many rules and regulations in all of their departments and bureaucratic deals. The reason is none of them have sense enough to read or act without a bunch of rules and regulations.
Amen.
You know, pick up your foot. We all know you pick up your foot when you go up the steps. But they have to be told step by step. And I'm glad somebody's leading us.
Amen.
Step by step. The Bible said a good man steps away by the Lord.
Amen.
And he's real happy and pleased in what he does. Said he delights. And I want to be delightful. I say that respectfully to God. Standing before you tonight, part of our crew, they're not all here. Some are home putting the transmission in the car. So another can go to work. We've got quite an assortment and array. This is Brother Albert Coburn. We'll have him to say a word in a minute. Probably never get through talking. I tell you, you're a good audience to talk to.
Amen.
I don't know if y'all don't know anything or you're good listeners. But Miss Jean Coburn here is a mother for these fine young folks here, the girls and the boys. You'll be hearing from in a moment. And this is one of their daughters here. They have another two daughters and a son that's married. And this is Michael Stedham. You don't know how far... What'd you charge him to come tonight, everybody here? How much was the ticket to get in?
$5
a piece. $5 a piece. I guarantee you'll get your money's worth, and if you do, you double that.
Amen.
Before you leave.
Amen.
Okay? Michael, the good Lord willing, tomorrow will be heading down a long road. And he's been at the ranch almost 7 years. And part of me be leaving too, but Michael will be heading down to Pensacola Christian College.
Oh, amen.
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 Tomorrow.
Amen.
We've worked on a car he's got for 7 years. And it ought to get him at least to Louisiana in the swamp. And then if the skeeters don't get him, the gators will. But I thank the Lord there's been a foundation for him to stand on that long. And we want these folks to sing now, and Miss Cobra will introduce the program. Then I want Brother Albert to come in a minute and have a few words to say.
Thank you.
I appreciate that very fine song, don't you?
Amen.
Brother Albert, how about you come and introduce these young men and have them to give their age and where they're from, and maybe a word, if you would, please, before the ladies there sing again. Have them to come over there and introduce themselves.
Already, I was sitting here thinking about the story about the fellow that caught all the fish, and everybody wanted to know how he caught them, and the game warden said he was going with him to find out. Game warden went with him, and they got out there in the boat. The fellow opened up a satchel and got a stick of dynamite, lit it, threw it out in the water. Game warden says, "Here, man," says, "you can't do that. That's against the law." The fellow's just dipping up fish everywhere. Reached over and got another stick of dynamite and lit it, handed it to him, said, "You gonna talk or fish?" I said that to say this, Walter. If you're not going to sing, move, son. He's sitting right in the middle of my choir. Amen. Good to see Brother Kincaid again tonight. I saw Brother Campbell last year with Brother Pinkston. When I hadn't seen Brother Kincaid since 1964,
Amen.
I think I saw him one time at Brother Joe West. Missions Conference, I'm not sure. But anyway, it's good to see him. It's good to be here tonight. Y'all keep talking about the boys home. I'm here to announce to you that they ain't all boys.
Amen.
Even these dresses on are girls. They're not funny people. They're girls.
Amen.
I guarantee you. Right quickly, let's start. How about we just do that little introduction thing that we did? You do that? Y'all got nothing to do that tonight? Alright, let's don't do that. Come on, step up some, tell them who you are and step back
My
in your place.
My name's Roland Weston and I'm 9, and I'm from Brown, Texas.
And he's a real Texan. He's got all that drawl. I thought it was a fake until I met his family.
Amen.
Come on, son. Speak up.
I just got my 11 years old.
Pretty one back there is my wife. When you've been around as long as I have, they don't have to tell you. Just watch her when she tries to get up. I get away with that here. I'll pay for that later. I just like to say it's good to be here tonight, and I realize time's getting away, and Brother Bobby and I are going to sing two songs. And so, I don't want to take all the time, but I'd like to say, and Gene and I were talking as we were coming in tonight, we teach the children to sing, because we believe that the Lord said in the Word that He put a song in our hearts.
Amen.
And when He saved us, He did. And He put a song in our hearts. He didn't give me a voice to put it out with, so I don't understand that. But anyway, He did. He put a song in my heart. And then we teach the children to sing, but not with ability, but with dedication and realizing that it is Him that gave us the very breath that we breathe.
Amen.
And if we have an ability at all, that we ought to use it for Him.
Praise the Lord.
And we believe that the songs that we pick and that we teach to them are testimonies for their lives. As the children sang a moment ago, tears are a language that God understands.
Amen.
I didn't have the problems in my life whenever I was a young fellow that these kids have had. My mom and daddy had little enough sense to think that when you got married, you're supposed to stay married and raise your family. And so I was raised right.
Amen.
My folks were not Christians. My daddy was one of the old-timer cowboys, and that's all he knew, but he was straight and he was honest enough that when he retired, they had a full-page write-up on the front of the local paper about him, about his life and what he had done in his lifetime. But he didn't know the Lord, and so he didn't point me to Him and didn't insist that I go to church. We had cattle to work and things to do, and so I didn't ever know about the Lord Jesus Christ until I was... Now, I live in America. But I come to know Christ when I was 37 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the Lord from a bit ago. Mm-hmm. I lived a good, clean life out there on the farm, but I went in the Navy when I was 16 years old, and it wasn't too clean. And I got off into sin, and as Brother Raoul said, how you say that? Raoul, is that right?
Yeah.
As he said, a lot of folks can drink and go on up the ladder, but the way that it affected me, it has gotten me down. I was running old beer joints and everything for a living when the Lord sent a crazy preacher, Brother Ammerman. Just had little enough sense. And where is that brother that did the first preaching? That's all he knew to do was preach.
Amen.
If he had any sense, he never would have stopped at my house. But he just preached and preached and preached in the Word of God. And of course, I come to know Christ as my Savior. And really and truly, I'm a living testimony to the fact that when you get saved, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away and all things become new. And that's not just so, though, with an old drunkard. We've got some children here that if I tell you the past and the histories, you'd be appalled at it. You wouldn't believe it. You just flat wouldn't believe it. We've had some that society has already turned down. Said they couldn't help. Brother Bobby and I both were in the meeting when we interviewed this young fella. And the state said they couldn't help him. There was no help for him. But I'm glad to know that when everybody else runs out, God just starts to
work. Amen.
Shortly after this young man came, the Lord touched his life and saved him. And I believe he's one of those that got saved all over. Everybody don't. My wife got saved. She got saved all over. She had to live with a drunkard, I guarantee you. I didn't get saved for another year. I told Brother Ken Cave all ago when I first met him, I don't think I was saved. I got saved in 1964, but it was in October. My wife was saved in early, maybe late 63 even. I don't remember. That's something's already been done so long ago. Your old mind gets where it don't last too good with the headaches that you've had and everything. But anyway, I know that God's real, and we know that He's real in these lives because
Amen.
We see Him touching them and working in them.
Amen.
I always tell them that God's got a plan for their life and that He's going to really do something for them. And then I tell them that if God don't, I am. And y'all just bear with me. If you don't believe in that philosophy, you come out and keep them for a week. As a woman one time told my wife, said, "Don't judge me until you walk a mile in my shoes." She was a basket case, more or less, but she had enough to make one out of. She lived with and was married to a friend of mine that was just as wild and crazy as I had been. And she said, she told Gene, said, "Boy, don't judge me until you walk a mile in my shoes." She said, "I've had some hard roads." And some of these kids have. But anyway, y'all listen to them. What are you going to sing, honey? They're going to sing for you, "Silver and Gold Have I None." It's a little livelier. And maybe you want to pat your foot or something out of it. I'd like to say this. If you get to can't help it, Brother Kincaid's the pastor, and he knows when to stop you. But if you get the can't help it and you want to shout, you're not going to scare my kids.
Amen.
You may scare the fellow sitting next to you. But just help yourself, and it'll help them. It'll help them to sing. Come on, man.
Thank you.
please, those that came with us tonight.
Amen.
And give us your name, where you're from, how long you've been at the ranch. Very quickly, please. Turn around and look at these folks over here.
My name's Charles, I'm from the Grange Pits. I've been here about 11 years old.
My name is Jerry Shue, I'm 14 years old. I came from Newman, Texas, and I've been here about a year and 10 months.
My name is Jerry Shue, I'm 15, I'm from Southern Texas, and I've been here 7 years.
My name is Jack Still, I'm 13 years old, I've been in school.
My name is Bobby Anderson, I'm 18.
All right, thank you.
Amen. Praise
Brother Kincaid, I want to inform you and for the church minutes that this church supports the Christian Corral Boys Ranch, but they do not give one dime to the girls. And we don't either. Aren't you glad, though, you can get to see some of your investments?
Amen.
I'm glad you can. Many of the missionaries who have different works are those you support. They're not able to bring by those that you may get to see and be encouraged with where the dollars go. But I'm so glad that we can. And may the Lord bless you in all sincerity for the part you've had. We've learned as musicians, the more we tune, the more professional we appear. Of funds in our account. And yet it takes funds to do things, but I'm glad, though I will never be listed, I guess, as one of the world's richest men physically. I have a lot of other riches.
Amen.
But I'm speaking of monetary. The songwriter said, I like this song. I like a song that kind of gets down where I'm at. And he said, Brother Wes, shake hands with the poor boy that owns everything.
Amen. Amen.
Say hand to poor boy,
Just what I came out of, but I was having trouble with drinking and drugs like I guess everybody does. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people do. And the Lord saved me, and He changed me, and gave me new desires.
Amen.
And He didn't just take away my old nature because I still got it, and I still have temptations and stuff, but He gave me a new desire, to strengthen and do His will. And I'm always learning new things. In the Word of God, it's not just you read it once and you know it. You can always find new things, and I'm always amazed when I do find something that I never read in the past the Scripture. And I thank the Lord that He's not boring; He's very exciting God.
Amen. Amen.
I thank
Him
for all
that
He's done for me. Thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
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 So I come to the ranch, and before I probably wouldn't have made nothing out of my life, but now when I grow up, I look forward to doing things and like Michael said, he's going to be going off to college, and he's going to be somebody. And I'm going to be somebody, and I like to think about it.
Amen.
Well, I'm thankful for my salvation, first of all, and I'm thankful for, I guess, about everything that God's done for me. I guess I've had a chance that a lot of other boys in San Antonio never had, because we weren't in any trouble, but we just didn't have a home. My father and mother were divorced, and he went his way, and she was trying to take care of us, and when she heard about the ranch, and so we've been there for about 6.5 years now. I've got a baby brother, right there. I call him baby, the youngest, and I've got a sister that's there also, and I'm just thankful that we were able to stay together and be together.
Amen.
And it's kind of, I'm fixing to leave for college. You may ask me how I feel. Well, I kind of feel like this, and I kind of feel like that at the same time. It's mixed feelings. I'm excited about getting, but I'm not excited about getting, because I'm leaving a lot behind, a lot of memories and a lot of friends and a lot of times that I've had together. But I'm going to make some more of those memories and some more of those times and learn. I appreciate if y'all would pray for me that God would lead me and I'd take heed to what he says.
Amen. A young lady that started singing with us is Mike's sister, Linda. We give a word. This is a way you can make big time, Linda.
I thank the Lord for my salvation and the way that I came to the ranch with my brother, but I don't live on the ranch. And I thank the Lord for letting my brother come to the ranch.
Linda's grandmother and grandpa live right back of us, about 400 yards over the fence. She has two more brothers at home there, and Walter is a brother of this family. There is, six of y'all total? Five? You make up for two. There's five of them. There's five of them go to school there. This is our closing song. We've enjoyed being here. And as the brother said a while ago when they got through preaching, what are we going to do about all that we've heard?
Amen.
Hearing is one thing and practicing is other. I want to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving myself. Each day I do.